Cameron connected to Chicago. That's 7 p.m. on Sundays. I know you can always get it sooner than that at WLSAM.com. Bill Cameron, it was fun to watch you work on election night and kind of put things into perspective for a first-timer. I know you've done this many, many times, but thanks for your tutelage as we went through that here on the Big 89 on Thursday.
My pleasure.
It was, you know, Bill taught me, he's like, you can't look at this. I mean, Stephanie Tressel, who has her show Saturdays here on WLS, she was emotional. I can't get that emotional over this stuff. And Bill said, you know, if you take this at face value, if you don't look at this as some kind of a farce, it will in fact drive you nuts. And with that, Bill, I guess I got to ask you, and I know your guest this week on Connected to Chicago is going to be Gary McCarthy. You've been doing this a long time. Gary's the guy, as you like to say in the business, that knows where the bodies are buried in this town. What do you think about his chances against our current mayor?
There's going to be a lot of noise in this campaign, as we've already seen, as Gary, his candidacy is like 36 hours old, and already the Ron camp has attacked him with a web ad that connects him to Donald Trump, and Gary's responded by connecting Ron to Donald Trump by taking a $50,000 contribution from me and not giving her back. And so this is going to be a rough and tumble affair.
Well, and also, didn't Trump say that, like, Ari was his agent, too? Ari Emanuel, Bill?
That's right. That's right. So, you know, Trump loves everybody who helps him, right? Even though he's the pro-chaos president. But anyway, we'll have a long-form interview with Gary, taping today to air 7 p.m. Sunday, in which we'll begin to find out how deep and how many issues Gary is really good at. You know, he's obviously really good at crime fighting, but how is he on guiding the schools and managing city finances, that sort of thing? So it'll be a very interesting 22 minutes with Gary McCarthy, Sunday night at 7.
We asked him who his police chief might be, and he didn't have a quick response for that, and you bring up a good point. You know, it's one thing to manage a department, but now when you have to manage a school system and you have to manage a budget, you know, and I guess you can put people in place for that, but I mean, if I look around and you look at our city, half of it's burning, the other half's beautiful, you know, I think the guy's a contender.
It makes you wonder why anybody would want this job, because it is the toughest job in town. It really is a tale of two cities. Wonderful sparkling downtown, south of the sides, well, improving, but just the other city with huge problems.
He calls himself he calls himself a conservative Democrat. Is that on fiscally conservative and socially liberal? What does he mean by that?
Well, it means what Lipinski is, who just won down there in the 3rd Congressional District. That's not something that's bad. That's probably a lesson that Democrats should take nationally before they get too far to the left and let Republicans dominate them again. So conservative Democrat is, in a way, a badge of honor.
What about his association, and I know we touched on this earlier, but there's going to be a certain faction of people that don't like that he distanced himself from Trump, and then there's going to be a certain faction of people that like him for his relationship with Trump. How do you play that off?
Well, I observe that he's already become a politician, right?
Yep.
He's not offending either side. I mean, he's quick to criticize the direction Trump has taken us in, and he says, you know, I've met him a couple of times, but he's really not my friend. So I think in the long run, you don't want to get too close to Trump if you're running for mayor of Chicago, because it's a very blue town.
John Dempsey in the newsroom?
Yeah, and Bill, in the statement that McCarthy came out with, he basically says Trump has had a disastrous, chaotic presidency that has weakened America in significant ways. So that's pretty harsh criticism. Obviously, if he needs the black vote, he needs to come out with that kind of language against Trump, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the black vote is a key part of the equation. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. You know, Willie Wilson is going to jump in again. We're going to have a woods full of candidates, about 12 of them again, probably, before it's over. You got Troy Lavier coming in, and he'll probably have CTU backing as well. So there's so much to be played out. This will be like a one-year situation comedy, won't it, Ray?
Paul Vallis is a possibility, too. Paul Vallis.
That's right.
Do you think Paul Vallis jumps in, given some of the situations he's recently had in his family?
Yeah, the tragic loss of his son is horrible, but I would think that Paul very enthusiastic, would use the candidacy as a way to deal with that and get back into life. So I would think that Paul, who's being a real expert on budget matters, is going to be a candidate.
Connected to Chicago, you'll hear at 7 o'clock here on WLS Sunday Night, of course, at WLSAM.com as well. Bill, have a wonderful day. We look forward to your talk with Gary McCarthy. He's an interesting guy, and I think he's going to bring it.
And good luck with the walleye up in Dallas County.
If you like, I'll bring some home. I'll leave them in the fridge for you right next to Stephanie Trussell's Häagen-Dazs, okay?
Listen, I know all about that. We spent 20 summers up there at Boulder Junction. Wonderful place.
Come on, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, that's
you gotta take Bill with you.
Well, my folks, Bill, my mom, who lost her home on New Year's Eve up there, my mom and dad lived in St. Germain after they'd lived in Chicago forever. So they moved up there and had been up there for the last 20 years. So I spent a good deal of my childhood up there.
Good luck.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
For more Big John and Rambo and Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLS AM.